Welcome to Four Down Territory. As Stink and Mike take a look at the four biggest stories in Denver sports. Here's Schlereth and Evans kicking it off with First Down.
Now that NFL teams can officially announce their signings and trades and new acquisitions, the Broncos had new safety Brandon Jones in the building. He was talking to DenverBroncos.com about being happy to be a Bronco.
Sounds crazy, but I promise I have receipts. I actually, my city league team, I played for the Broncos. Yeah, we did really well. I played a couple years with that team, and I think it's kind of just full circle. So everything worked out just the way it's supposed to be.
Fate. He was meant to be a Bronco.
Started playing Little League. Who was your Little League? Did you play Little League like baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Who was your Little League team? Do you remember?
Well, so we were a small town, so it was sponsored by one of the local businesses. So I was A&C Tire. It was a local garage repair shop. Everybody brought their cars there. My dad brought his cars there for years. I brought Mike once I started driving. Yeah, the Ilsleys. Went to school with him, but yeah, Mr. Ilsley ran a shop, and yeah, he supported the local baseball Little League teams. A&C Tire. Let's see, who are the other teams that we had? We had A&C Tire. We had Center Brothers. That was a construction company.
Yeah.
Plastow Bank and Trust. Holy Angels Church. All sponsored baseball teams.
Wow.
Harvey Lumber.
Did they?
Wow. Was a
hardware ambulance chaser?
No, Harvey Lumber was a little hardware store.
I thought he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
If your kid gets injured in an accident.
Contact Harvey Lumber.
Yeah. Oh, Harvey Lumber.
Lumber.
I thought he was like lumber.
Oh, not like, oh, no. Like, or lumbar. No.
Lumber.
Harvey Lumber. Yeah.
Lumber.
Anybody who grew up in one of those small towns, you know, all the local businesses supported the local teams.
We were always affiliated with the area that you were growing up in. They always affiliated you with that high school. So, like, we were always service, even when I was in Pop Warner football. Was the Service Cougars, because that's where our affiliation to the high school went. So we were like a little feeder team.
Okay. Oh, yeah, then there was Lewis Brothers. Lewis Builders.
Lewis Builders?
Lewis Builders or Lewis Brothers? Lewis Builders, yeah, they were big so construction
how many,
company.
Like, how many leagues?
We had like six teams in the little league.
So what did you guys take, fifth?
No. Actually, we won it 1 year and finished second. The second,
I'm gonna have to see papers.
All right, I got receipts.
Yeah,
I got receipts.
I'm gonna have to see the papers.
I got receipts.
Stop. Second down.
Got receipts. Jerry Jeudy in Cleveland meeting the Browns media, and stop me if you've heard this one before. Feeling good to be wanted.
No, as a player, you always want to feel. You all want to be a place that you want to feel welcome. You want to make it feel like home and want to be wanted. So, you know, having that feeling, you know, is great.
You know, Jerry, we would have loved to have had you here for a long time. You were drafted in the first round, 15th overall.
Highest wide receiver ever taken by the Broncos.
Yeah.
Jeudy!
Believe me. Jerry, we wanted it to work out.
Jerry, motherfucking Jeudy!
So don't give us this crap on the way out about, hey, it's good to be someplace where I'm wanted. You wore out your welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. We wanted it to work.
It's good that Cleveland bolstered their roster with a third-tier receiver, as Steve Smith Sr. said.
Is there any chance that he really goes to Cleveland and blossoms? And 3 years from now, wise guys like me are like saying, like, why can't we get guys like that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, the guy is a talent. Like I've said all along, he's a very talented guy. I, like, as much as I just dislike his attitude and the way he plays the game, I really do hope he has success. I hope it blossoms for him.
Do you?
Sure.
You were calling him Jimmy Jeudy this week. You really
That's
want
not his name?
You really want it to work out.
His
huh?
name's not Jimmy.
Sounds like you really want it to work out.
No, I have a lot of doubts. Just like his name. I just doubt that he's gonna make it.
I think deep down you want to be proven right.
Third down.
The Nuggets in San Antonio, well, playing San Antonio in Austin, Texas.
Right.
At the, I think it's called the Moody Center, the gym, the arena at the University of Texas in Austin.
What do you think the Joker's going to do to the windsock?
Oh, yeah. I just want to see.
Did he put Porzingis on his back? I mean, poor Porzingis. That dude probably had to live in an oxygen tent for 2 days.
He didn't play the next game.
He did. Well, yeah.
He didn't play.
Physically got beat up.
Oh, he was destroyed.
Wembanyama is. I don't know if you know this. He's tall.
7'4"?
I think 7'6".
I may have to call Cap on that.
No, I think he's 7'4"?
Yeah. Well, you can apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, Yao Ming was 7'6", right? Yao Ming was a big body dude, though.
Yeah, he was a big, thick dude. Yao was 7'6". Manute Bol was 7'7".
I flew to Connecticut with Manute Bol from Chicago to Connecticut.
Okay, you gotta tell me how that looked.
Oh, my. I was in right behind him in, like, 2A in, or 2 whatever it was. No, 2C, I think. I was in the aisle right behind him, and he was in aisle number one. He looked like he was folded up like an accordion. Just a freak show.
Wow. That'd be worth
all arms and legs.
Oh, that'd be worth it. Now, that's a windsock. 1, 2, 3.
You know what I flying by the way?
Huh?
You know who I was sitting next to?
No, who?
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons?
Yeah.
The exercise dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Richard Simmons.
How long ago was that, by the way?
Ooh, shoot. That was...
Nobody's seen Richard Simmons for a long time.
Yeah, that was probably... It was probably back in my, like, second or third year doing ESPN.
Oh, so
like,
we're talking.
In, like, 2005.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was me, Richard Simmons, and Manute Bol on the same flight.
He must have... I picture Richard Simmons as just one of those guys that as soon as you get on the plane, it's like, hey, it's going to be a long flight. You want to talk?
No. Exact opposite.
Really?
Just hunkered down in a seat and didn't say a word.
Oh, that's awesome.
With his big fluffy hair.
Yeah, note to anybody who ever sits next to me on a plane, I'm not interested in talking to you, okay? I'm not one of those chat on a plane. Hey, we're going to be up here for 4 hours. Tell me your life story. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't mean to be rude, but let's just...
Yeah.
Don't even try to strike up a conversation. I'll give you a couple of polite answers, but with a very clear message. I don't want to talk.
That's why you got to pull your book out instantly.
Yeah.
Or put your
nose-canceling headphones. You got to put headphones on right away. Yeah, get your nose in a book or put the headphone or close your eyes and act like you're asleep. Don't talk to me.
You know what's killing me during the Super Bowl, by the way?
What's that?
I'm talking to you. I've got headphones on with a mic in front and radio people coming up to me and starting to talk to me.
Oh, they do that all the time.
Can I get you to come on here?
Can
you come on? And I'm like, dude, I'm on. You know, you give them the universal, you point to the mic and go, I'm on air, you know? And they're still talking to you?
Yeah.
What is it about radio people? I don't understand.
They should know better.
Yes.
That'll do it for Four Down Territory, our tour around the Denver sports scene. Congratulations, CSU and CU both getting tournament wins. They play again later today. Up next, we jump back into an Is It Just Me Friday, giving you this opportunity to get the hot sports opinions off your chest. Plenty of opinions, plenty of humor, and as always, heavy on the snark. That's next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house. Even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Happy Friday, everybody. As we got more snow overnight, taking a while to finally move out of here. But in the meantime, thank you, all the snowplow drivers, the shovelers, the first responders, the delivery folks, everybody who is still out there doing their thing, making sure we're able to do our thing. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. So I was joking earlier that can you imagine if
Sean Payton came into Denver in his first year and did some of the moves that Jim Harbaugh is doing in his first month on the job with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how Bronco fan would react? I said, it's probably not that big a deal with the Chargers because there aren't any serious Charger fans. And right. I immediately got a text from Coronado Chuck.
Coronado Chuck.
Coronado's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Coronado Chuck says, serious Charger fan here. Keenan Allen is old. Eckler is washed. And Mike Williams can't stay healthy. Good riddance.
Wow.
First of all, proper use of good riddance right there.
Yes. I used it improperly, and I found out.
That's the right way to use good riddance.
Yeah, good riddance. I see where it becomes, the way you read it,
yep.
It became derogatory. The way I read it was like, hey, good riddance.
Yeah, right.
Right? When I wrote it, that's I was like,
that's
hey.
That's how you thought.
Good riddance.
Right. Yeah, hey.
I did not realize.
Bon chance. Good. Bon chance. Good luck. Yeah. Bon chance. Chance. Bon chance. Good luck.
I don't know. What was your French teacher's name?
Mademoiselle Hodgkins.
Hodgkins. Yeah. When you read it like that, I do realize all of a sudden that, well, I got, you know, a lot of
Do you agree
texts.
With those descriptions of those guys? Williams, I wouldn't lament Mike Williams. Williams has always
either.
Been a tease. Williams has always
either.
Been a tease. But those other guys?
Eckler, you know the running back position.
He's a running back.
You get old fast playing that position. I still think Keenan Allen's one of the better wide receivers in football. What kind of numbers did he put up last year? He's just, it's not just the numbers, man. He brings an attitude to the offense that I always thought he was kind of the actuator of that offense when it comes to just attitude and the way they, you know, the way, like he sets a tone. It's kind of Hines Ward of today's football.
Yeah, I like Keenan Allen a lot, and he has certainly been a thorn in the Broncos' side over the year. But, all right, let me check out really quick Keenan Allen numbers. Seems to me like he had a really good year without just off the top of my head. But, this past year, I'd love to have this year, 108 catches, 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns.
Wow.
For Keenan Allen.
It's like Judy-esque if you compiled every year that he was here, right?
Over the last
too soon?
Over the last 7 years, Keenan Allen has gone over 100 catches in 5 of them and has gone over 1,000 yards in 5 of those 7 seasons. But he is, you know, it's one of those things. And maybe Harbaugh is subscribing to the idea of better to get rid of a guy 1 year early than 1 year too late.
In the last 5 years, if we had a 1,000-yard receiver?
Oh, no. No, no, no. 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 Keenan Allen, by the way, just turned 31. So I think he still got some football left in him.
Dude, Keenan Allen can play.
Yeah.
He can play the piano. You ever see him play the piano?
No. So sorry, Coronado Chuck. No.
You're not even interested in
I'm not interested in him playing the piano.
Why not?
I'm more interested in what this means for the AFC West. And if
wouldn't you like to be able to play the piano? Can you play?
I cannot play. There is not one musical instrument I can play. None. I tried early on. You know, they throw everybody into the pool.
What about the recorder?
Oh, God, the recorder. The recorder.
What instrument did you play?
I peaked with the recorder.
Back in the day,
Everybody had to play the recorder, if I remember correctly.
No.
Everybody had it. You had to try it.
I tried to play the trumpet for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see you being a trumpet guy.
Was not good.
Yeah?
No.
I can see you being more like a... You strike me more as like a slide trombone type guy.
No, I don't have any.
I have no musical talent.
I don't either.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
None.
I was told by my director that I clap on the ones and threes, and you got to clap on the twos and fours.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't know.
But apparently I'm a ones and threes clapper, not a twos and fours.
Which is
clapper.
Why whenever I'm anywhere and there's live musical entertainment, I marvel at musicians. I really do. If you're a musician or if you're somebody that knows how to play
an instrument really, really well. Right. I marvel at your talent. I love watching you. Yeah. I love listening to you. And I just am fascinated. I want to sit down and buy you a beer and ask you all about it. Because
you know what
I am so bad at it. I have no grasp of it. I just want to know what goes into it.
All the time at church. You know, when you got one of them praise and worship songs going on and people are clapping to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I always catch myself clapping on the wrong rhythm. Always.
Always? You can't even clap in rhythm?
No, I can't clap in rhythm.
Really?
Yeah, it just is not good.
Huh.
It is not good.
Yeah.
So I always catch myself. I'll be about a quarter of the way into the song and I realize I am not on the same clap as the rest of the church.
Meanwhile, your family members are like inching a few more inches away from you. Yep. Pretty soon you're standing there by yourself.
Henceforth, the reason I clap on the ones and threes, not the twos and fours.
Coming up in What is Trending, we'll hear more from the newest Bronco, Brandon Jones. We'll take a deeper look into NFL free agency and another quarterback off the board. So at this point, is there anybody really left? And wait until you hear what Mike Francesa in New York thinks would make for a terrific addition to the Giants.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to hear this.
Oh, that's coming up next.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Denver Broncos had their two newest free agent signings in yesterday. And talking to DenverBroncos.com, Brandon Jones, the safety that came over from the Miami Dolphins. Why did he pick the Broncos?
Well, obviously, you got my Texas boys here. We're really deep. Longhorns are coming in strong. I would say just, you know, Coach Payton, just the culture that he's instilled, and from what I've heard from people and just from talking to him, that was a big priority for me. I think culture is in a lot of ways overlooked, and it kind of, once you get it, it really builds and helps teams get to where they want to be.
Culture. Okay, here comes the snark that I'm always asking for on Fridays. But Brandon, don't you know that all Sean Payton does is yell at players? He just screams at them. Makes them feel bad.
He's mean. Sean Payton's mean.
Brandon, you should have done better research.
That's right.
You don't know what you're walking into.
Next thing you know, you're going to be having an exit press conference or trying to get yourself out of here using some techniques from the Iron Man. Should have done my research. Should have known. I didn't realize the Rockies didn't win. You know, that guy.
Good news is, Brandon Jones, you now get a chance to work with Vance Joseph.
That's obvious.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not a doctor.
What is that?
I got a whole... Listen.
I'm not a doctor?
Listen. Johnny Fever has done a great job of putting all of our VJ drops on one iPad right in front of me. I'm like a kid in a candy store.
That's extreme.
Wing is tall.
He's a tall guy. Thank God we've got the little guy.
Good.
Oh, I don't have that one. Do I have that one? No, I don't have that one.
Who is he talking about, the little guy?
He's no longer a Bronco.
Who is he talking about with the little guy?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah, we got the little guy.
Was he talking about Philip Lindsay? Maybe it was.
Really?
I don't know. Anyway, Brandon Jones, welcome. And he mentioned the Longhorn connection. So Brandon Jones, PJ Locke, Caden Stearns all played together, same time. Malcolm Roach, the defensive lineman they signed, Texas. Lil Jordan Humphrey, Texas.
Lil.
By all these Longhorns. I love it.
That's an awesome name, Lil. Go ahead.
Okay. The Chargers. You know, for all the talk about the Broncos having to kind of strip things down a little bit because of cap hits, have you been seeing what's been going on with the Chargers? Mike Williams gone. Keenan Allen traded yesterday to the Bears for a fourth-round pick. So suddenly, Jim Harbaugh has decided, I've got Justin Herbert, but I don't really feel like having receivers is important. He just got rid of Herbert's top two guys.
Well, what do we always say when you have a really good quarterback? Well, that's what I've always said, that if you feel like you have a stud and you've gone out and paid that guy to be a stud, suddenly you should not have to invest in the wide receiver position as much, because what are you paying this quarterback for?
Right.
You're paying him to make average guys above average. You're paying him to make above average guys great.
When you believe in your scheme, when you believe in your ability to run the ball, when you believe in your ability to set up your play action after that, you believe that that scheme is going to get guys open, you're going to scheme guys open, guess what you do?
Believe in it.
You don't pay a ton of money wide receivers. The Green Bay Packers have more, by the way. You know, all those years, they never drafted a first-round guy, this, that, and the other. Well, guess what? Even though they never drafted guys in the first round, you know who won multiple MVPs? Aaron Rodgers. You know who never suffered for numbers? Aaron Rodgers. It's a formula. And Jim Harbaugh believes in it, obviously.
For this point forward, whenever I make the argument about how once you have that quarterback, you pay that quarterback to make average, above average, I'm just going to use Peyton Manning and Brandon Stokely as my example.
Are you saying Stoke was just
Peyton made Stoke? Stoke will admit to that.
I don't know, man. Fluids is going to come in here and be pissed off.
Why don't you tell everybody why we call Stoke Fluids?
Stoke walks in every day. The only thing he has, you know, you have in my backpack, you know, I've got my computer.
Oh, yeah.
I've got, like, I can look at film. Yeah. I've got, you know, notebooks, and I've got different things.
Yeah, backpack stuff.
Right. Yeah. Working on pens and pen. Stoke comes in with his backpack every day and unloads 6 different drinks.
Yep.
He's a water or two.
Mm-hmm.
Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Like a.
He's a big Pedialyte guy.
Pedialyte
yep.
guy.
Yep.
Then he might have some body armor in there.
Yep.
I mean, he'll literally set 6 drinks out on the counter.
Yeah. He's the most hydrated man I've ever met.
Yeah. He is all about hydration.
Yep.
It's incredible.
I've never seen anything like it.
No.
He is to drinks, bringing drinks into the studio, what Sandy Clough is to paper.
So he is the Rain Man of drinks.
Yeah. So as Cluffy comes in and literally has a stack of magazines and papers,
right.
newspapers, Stoke comes in with that equivalent in bottles of drinks.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Stoke is just sitting here during the break, 10:20, 10:20. Gotta have my Pedialyte. Where's my Pedialyte? 10:20, 10:20, Pedialyte.
Sam Howell got traded to Seattle. What does the Sam Howell
that.
Trade?
I like that move.
Oh,
by Seattle.
I love the move. I would have loved to have seen the Broncos make the move.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Broncos weren't willing to trade for Sam Howell and his friendly contract, when all it would cost you is a 4th-round pick, what does that tell you about the Broncos' appetite for bringing in another quarterback before the draft?
Yeah, probably not good, right? They're probably going to just focus on the draft. Sean Payton's on record saying, we think we got this thing figured out. We think we're better than everybody else. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but we think we do it better.
What does that mean? Like, I'm all for buying into the idea that you're smarter than everybody and your plan is smarter than everybody's. What's your plan?
That's secret. It's a secret plan. Top secret.
Top secret. We're still trying to figure it out.
1, 2, 3.
4th down.
So, David Bakhtiari.
Yeah. Former CU guy.
Former CU guy. One of Aaron Rodgers' protectors for all those years in Green Bay. So he is a free agent.
Yeah.
Mike Francesa of WFAN in New York believes that, the Jets ought to be bringing in this guy.
If he's the right tackle for $3.6 million plus incentives, God bless him. I'm sure Rodgers is going to want to get Bakhtiari involved, but you know what? Bakhtiari is a guy who has been ravaged the last couple of years by injuries.
He called him Bakhtiari.
Good old Bakhtiari. That guy.
I mean, I tell you what, bring him in the locker room, it's like a staph infection. Guy can't stay healthy. He's always on the shelf. He's always on some antibiotics. If your name was bacteria, you would have to constantly be on antibiotics, I would think.
He called him bacteria.
David twice. Bacteria. Good old bacteria.
And the thing about Francesca is he says it with so much conviction. He's like so serious in his commentary that, yes, you need that bacteria guy. I mean, absolutely. It's a no-brainer. Bring in bacteria.
Yeah. You bring in bacteria, you pay him $3 million, you clean him up. Put a bunch of rubbing alcohol in his locker. Bacteria will be fine.
Bacteria. That is what is trending. Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30. Hey, the madness is just about upon us. Next week, next Thursday, by this time next Friday, we'll all be talking about our brackets. So you want to make sure you're involved in the party. Everyone's going to be talking about it. We've got a chance for you to win $5,000. If you have the best bracket of them all, head to denversports.com/hoops to sign up for our Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Entry closes before the first game next Thursday morning. So you've got time, but why wait? Get it done right now, denversports.com/hoops. Everyone's going to be talking about their brackets. You want to be part of it. You want to be involved, and you might want to have a chance to win $5,000. So get signed up, and good luck. Is It Just Me? Friday rolls on next.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Ha! Everyone's a comedian. Got a text from a buddy saying, why wait? Fill out your bracket. What? Meaning the brackets aren't out yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying you can get signed up now for the 5K Bracket Challenge.
Yeah, don't wait.
Don't
sign
wait, get
now
signed
before
up
it gets
now.
Too late.
But then when the bracket is dropped, you're all set to go.
Right.
I think that was self-explanatory, but no. Mitch Hyder, former fan legend here for years.
Okay.
He was the one that just texted me. Fill out your bracket. Why wait? What? Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Come on, Mitch.
Why you got to be a jerk?
Hey, Mitch, you're better than that.
Yeah, you're better than that, Mitch. Don't be that guy. Is It Just Me Friday? Here we go. Let's jump into some of these.
Okay.
Is it just me, or is it more likely that Russell Wilson ends Mike Tomlin's streak of non-losing season than he wins a playoff game with the Steelers? Sean of Longmont.
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's Russell Wilson's fault, but you look at that division. Handicap that division for me right now. And I think Vegas is handicapped it. They're fourth in that division. I mean, Baltimore just got Derrick Henry. So you know Baltimore's going to be strong, right?
Yep.
Cincinnati's going to get Joe Burrow back. So if you're handicapping it right now, I mean, that's either way you want to do it. It's either Baltimore won or Cincinnati won or vice versa.
Yep.
Then Cleveland won 11 games with three different quarterbacks.
Yeah. Whatever you want to say about Deshaun Watson, if he's healthy, he has not
played well in his return, but
I mean, he's at least the third best quarterback in that.
Yeah, he was 2 years off, and he has proven, he's shown that he can play, but, you know, he's like Russell Wilson, he's fallen on hard times the last couple of years. So they both have it in their background to play well. But you would have to handicap Pittsburgh as the fourth overall best team in that division. They've been trying to fix their offensive line for years. Let me tell you who doesn't fix offensive lines. Russ.
I see that Russ will. I think Russ will be okay. I think his numbers will be.
Well, his numbers will be fine.
Yeah, his numbers will be fine. Because Pittsburgh, one thing Pittsburgh has in place is they got a structure, right? They don't typically put too much on their quarterback. Certainly haven't since Ben Roethlisberger left, and they've still been able to win games, go to playoff games. They play defense. They have good special teams.
Arthur Smith.
They don't beat themselves.
I think Arthur Smith would be very good for them on the offensive side of the ball. You know, very, very Tennessee Titans, Ryan Tannehill-esque. I mean, Ryan wasn't asked to do a ton, but what he did exceptionally well. So... yeah, because I've told you this before, like, you know, when it comes to the run action, play action aspect of football, Russ is really good at that stuff. when it comes to the play pass, 7-8 step or 7-step drop, you know, deep 11 yards behind the line of scrimmage, two-man routes. Russ is really good at throwing those.
Let's ride.
And by the way, is it just me? This is my own is it just me? Is it just me? Should we pump the brakes on the whole Russell Wilson is the worst trade in NFL history?
No.
What about this Deshaun Watson trade? Cleveland gave up far more for Deshaun Watson than the Broncos gave up for Russell Wilson. And
see,
paid
I like
him
where your heads are
and
right
paid
now.
Him far more money.
All
than
fully
they paid.
Guaranteed.
All fully guaranteed. So I know that people are assuming that Deshaun Watson will eventually get back to form, but based on what I've seen from Deshaun Watson so far in his time with Cleveland, he is trending toward, that trade is trending towards being far more heinous than the Russell Wilson trade. Russell Wilson trade was horrific, but
I see where you're going.
I would pause on the whole worst trade in NFL history talk.
I like where you're going right now. You know, it's kind of that old adage, if you can't make fun of yourself, there's always somebody else you can make fun of. That I made that up.
Is that in your handy dandy notebook?
No, it's just one I just made up. If you can't make fun of yourself, if you can't laugh at yourself, there's always somebody else you can laugh at. Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. Well,
so, but yeah. You're at this point now, Deshaun Watson has the opportunity to right some of the wrongs if he goes out and plays well. Russell does not here. Right?
No.
Because it only lasted for two seasons.
Right. Watson has played before at a level in a way that fits with what elite quarterbacks do and how they have to play. Russ was never that kind of quarterback. Very effective, but he hasn't shown that he can grow into that kind of quarterback later on in his career. So that's why Seattle was willing to move on from him. That's why Sean Payton was willing to move on from him. Some more here on the rumbleslot.com text line on this Is It Just Me Friday. Guys, is it just me or are you ready for two parades in June? Well,
I did.
It's never happened before.
I did float the idea that you could do the one parade with both teams.
See, wow. Talk about first world problems.
Right?
Let's just hold the Jinxie Cat stuff, okay? Hold off on that, all right? We're just having a conversation here. I'm not making a prediction, all right? No. But
can't do it.
So let's just kind of dream a little bit. Both the Nuggets and Avalanche win championships.
Okay.
Hello, Jinx.
And do you do one parade for both teams or two different parades?
See, here's what I think, all right? Do you remember, it was my first year doing television, when the Patriots took on the Rams in the Super Bowl in New Orleans? And you know how they always did the introductions?
Mm-hmm.
The Rams offense gets introduced, and the Patriots chose not to have anybody introduced. They chose to be introduced as a team.
Correct.
And they all ran out together.
Right.
And I was like, damn, that was strong.
That was when America actually liked the Patriots.
Yes. I was like, that was strong. And I'm like, gosh, I wish we would have thought of that.
They're actually rootable back then.
Yeah, but I was thinking while I was covering it, man, I wish we would have thought of that.
Yeah.
You have a chance to be the first city ever to win back-to-back championships and do the conjoined parade.
It's never happened before.
It never has happened before. And you, like, once you do it, you just, like, nobody else can do it.
Oh, it's,
you put the stamp on it.
It's legendary. The whole, which is why I think doing it, see, now you know, the way you just brought that up, Actually, that makes sense. So right now, the Nuggets have the second best NBA final championship odds, trailing Boston, which, come on, bring it on. And then the Avalanche right now are tied for the second best Stanley Cup odds. Florida has the best odds, followed by the Avs, Hurricanes, and Oilers, all tied for the second best odds. But you know what? My first reaction when we, when I brought this up was, no. You gotta let each team have their moment, right? It's their championship. It's their accomplishment. Let them have their moment.
Right.
But the way, the argument you just made was you have a chance to do something that's never done before, and the whole freaking world would be like, damn.
Right.
Look at that.
That would, it'd be just a
not
total,
one, but two, and they're both on parade at the same time.
It'd be a total mic drop.
Oh.
You have a fire truck, and in that fire truck, you have McKinnon and McCarr, and you have Joker and Murray.
Ooh.
To get the four of those guys. Ooh. And they got fire hats on. And maybe, ooh, Joker's got an axe with a fire, like a sleeveless fire jacket on. You know, some, I'm talking about custom. Maybe some overalls and some rubber boots.
Yeah. McKinnon's holding the funnel while Murray does the funnel.
Yes. Right?
I like this idea.
Yeah. And, of course, they're drinking Molson because they're both Canadian.
That's true. Hey, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that case, yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
We're not jinxing them.
No, but it would be.
But it would
and then,
be,
of course, both of the franchises are owned by the Kroenkes.
Right.
Right. That would be awesome.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean.
Oh, I thought you were going to make some snide comment.
No, I mean, you won't be able to watch it on TV, but,
but you better get out there.
Yeah, you better come live because you're not going to see it on TV locally. But
parade blackout.
Yeah. Jeez. ESPN wants to carry it, but they can't.
Look, you're going to have to find the stream from Kazakhstan to see the parade locally. One of the stands will, you'll have to be able to get, otherwise get out there.
You got
to
put tinfoil on your head. They'll watch it on the computer.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
Oh, man. Yeah, because when we started this conversation, I was like, no. Each one deserves their own, but no. Talk about a flex. Denver, Colorado, home of the NHL and NBA champions at the same time. They're so freaking cool. They have their parades together. Because
it would set, it would also set a parade record. Because you got to think about it. How many people came out to the Nuggets parade and the Avs? Like 500,000
for the
Avs. So
it's like
500 parade
for the Avs, 750 for the Nuggets.
So, I mean, if you get all those people, and then there would be a bunch of people that aren't fans of either, they just want to be part of
history,
the first only history.
Right.
You'd have 2 million fans.
Well, you know, some of the 500,000 Avalanche fans were also our Nuggets fans, who are also, so you know, it's not just 750 plus 5. It's not.
Well, even 750 plus 5 is 1.25. But I just gave you 2 million.
Okay.
Because people want to be a part of history.
Uh-huh.
People want to be able to say, I was there.
Yeah.
Like, if all the people that stopped me over the course of my life and said they went to high school with me, my graduating class would have been 7,000 people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's kind of one of those things. Or, I remember when we were drinking at this bar together, and I'm like, yeah, I've never been there. But yeah, I mean, if that's, you know, the fantasy that you've built up in your head.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And
I'm in.
As we sit here right now, now you can get ready to play the Jinxie Cat. I don't see anybody being the Nuggets four times.
No.
Okay? Just knock on wood, whatever, you know, as long as they stay healthy, they're going to win the championship again.
Knock on wood.
They are. And the Avalanche, still, we still need to see more, but there's no denying that the moves that they made at the trade deadline have definitely energized this team, and they have a different look about them.
I love you guys.
Here's the only problem with that. There's only one problem with that. Hockey guy is so snooty. he doesn't want to share his parade.
Oh, you think so?
With NBA guy.
You think hockey guy is too territorial?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I saw a hockey guy during the ass, like, peeing on fire hydrants just to mark their spot. Hey, this is mine. Don't come near it.
Yeah, but see, but here's what would make a dual parade at the same time, what would make it so cool is because you could say, well, yeah, we had our individual parade for the Avs 2 years ago.
Right, we've already done it.
Nuggets, we had our individual parade
done that
last year. So, you know, the novelty's kind of worn off. Let's do something that's never been done before. Sure, let's do it. I love it.
Gosh. And then you'd have all those people that, you know, the clever people that would have a half Nuggets, half Avalanche jersey. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, let's do it. I like it. Let's do it.
What would the name you put Joker, half a Joker's name with half a McKinnon's? Jaminin. Something like that.
What is wrong with you? Well.
Something, you know, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
I got you. I got you. See, this is what happens.
I got to workshop this.
7:40.
I have not properly workshopped
every
it.
Every time we enter the 7:45 window on a Friday, this is where Mark gets especially loopy, and especially since he was shoveling snow for about 9 hours yesterday.
Oh, I couldn't go to bed either, man. My neck hurt. I actually left
but
bed.
But good sore. Good sore.
Yeah, but I left bed and went down and laid down on the floor in the living room with my feet up.
Yeah, you got to explain to people what you've done for years, how you watch TV, because you have... You know, you're a football player, you beat up your back. But mm-hmm. how do you choose to watch TV most of the time?
I lay on the floor with my feet up on this chair. You know, it's a cushy, soft, nice chair.
Uh-huh.
So I put the pillow where you normally would lean back into, I lay it down so that it's perfect, like makes my knees sit at a 90-degree angle. And then I just lay on the floor and tilt my head and my eyes over. And just watch TV.
Is it tough to watch TV, though, that way, with your feet up like that? You have to kind of, like, crane your neck, head to the side to watch it, or what do you do?
No, not if you're a dude. You can watch TV just fine like that. I mean, you might have a problem with it.
All right, shut up. This is KKFN, KKFN HD1.
Bedazzled jeans would snag the carpet.
Longmont, Denver.